and some news concerning Tyson's, John.
Indeed, and it may even tie into what happened last week. We saw last week some people would say a collapse in commodity prices. Oil prices dropped, gold, silver, pretty much all commodity prices. In fact, the experts say that it cost about $99 billion in market value last week what happened. We're seeing a rally in commodity prices this morning. Oil's up strongly, so is silver and gold and a number of other things. But Tyson reported earnings that their top-line numbers, their revenue numbers, were quite good. They were up about 16%. They beat analyst expectations, but their profit was $156 million for the quarter, which is almost identical to the same quarter of last year. It's a penny below earnings per share what Wall Street expected. And, of course, the culprit, as you might guess, higher feed prices that they're struggling with, and they're trying to combat that, as many producers are. We'll see what happens this week, but it looks like we are going to have a rally in prices across the board. The market's also up this morning. It's going to be not much economic news the first part of the week, but then it gets really interesting toward the end of the week. On Thursday, of course, every Thursday, we talk about unemployment claims, but the big number on Thursday is going to be the PPI, the Producer Price Index. It's inflation at the wholesale level, followed on Friday by the CPI, inflation at the retail level. And, of course, we know there's the ongoing concerns about inflation prices and what's happening to prices because of inflation, what will happen with interest rates. What happened last week with the commodity prices dropping maybe shaped some of that off and reduce some of the concern. Another company with numbers out this morning is McDonald's. Numbers quite good. Globally, their sales were up 6%. That is comparable sales. That is restaurants open 13 months or more. In the U.S., the sales were up in comparable sales 4%. McDonald's points out their continued success and popularity in their beverage lineup. In Europe, we saw a 6.5% rise in same-store sales. They said that was because of premium beef and chicken options. And then in Asia, primarily led by gains in China and Japan and Australia, we see a 6.5% rise. So McDonald's doing quite well. And on the concluding note, let's talk about our problems here in the U.S. regarding our budget deficit for the first 7 months of this fiscal year. Budget deficit, $871 billion with a B. That's not too bad, I guess. But if you look at last year, it was only $800 billion, only $800 billion through the first 7 months of last year. Of course, if this continues, the warning that Standard & Poor's gave us a few weeks ago that if these budget deficits continue, that the United States might lose its AAA credit rating may come to pass.
You mean we're up $50 billion in a year?
Well, we're up $70
billion in a year. My math's not so good, yeah, but it's even worse.
Yeah, for the first 7 months. So averaging about another $10 billion per month versus last year, which, of course, was, I guess, a record.
That meter is running, John.
It is indeed. I can hear it.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
That's John Taylor. He's the man to talk about your personal finances. He's got some insight on that, too, as he covers the economic news here on, well, right here at KFPW and Cool 104.7. You can see them at Stern, Agee, and Leach. They're located at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Or you could phone him, 479-782-2527, 782-2527. Or email John at johntaylor@sternagee.com.